This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Lance Pry.
Batchon trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Tipped off! Rachel Harris has it!
The man at the receiving end of the immaculate reception, 72-year-old Franco Harris, American professional football player who is running back in the NFL for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Seattle Seahawks, has died. Harris's son, Doc, announced his father's passing overnight. No cause was given. Lawmakers unveiled Tuesday a wide-ranging $1.65 trillion spending bill for fiscal 2023, with an increase in military and domestic funding. At a time of inflation verging on recession, the biggest complaint is the amount of pork in the bill. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says the omnibus spending bill is not a good deal for Americans.
Which threatens the country more? Are we at risk for being invaded by a foreign power if we don't put $45 billion into the military? Or are we more at risk by adding to a $31 trillion debt? I think the greatest risk to our national security is our debt. The process stinks. It's an abomination. It's a no-good, rotten way to run your government.
The Biden administration urged the Supreme Court Tuesday to let the Trump-era Title 42 border policy end as Republican-led states push to keep it in place, saying the Biden administration is unprepared for an invasion of humanity. As Title 42 remains in place today, the mayor of Rio Grande City, Texas, Joel Villarreal on News Nation, says Congress is to blame for this disaster in the making. Ukrainian President Zelensky will visit Washington today in his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion began last February. The visit is set to include an address to Congress on Capitol Hill and a meeting with President Biden. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Tuesday banned female students from attending universities effective immediately. In the latest crackdown on women's rights and freedoms since the United States' deadly withdrawal from the country. The Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee voted Tuesday to publicly release 6 years of President Trump's tax records. Representative from Texas, Kevin Brady, the Republican, warns of this slippery slope.
To target and make public the tax returns of private citizens. And not just private citizens, political enemies, business and labor leaders, or even the returns of Supreme Court justices themselves. No party in Congress should have that power. No individuals in Congress should have that power. It's a power to embarrass, to harass, or destroy Americans through disclosure of their tax returns.
The massive spending bill has a provision for student athletes.
The big spending bill initially would have limited star linebacker Andre Carter II's chances of heading straight to the NFL draft. A provision has now been included that makes Carter and other current Academy upperclassmen eligible for a waiver to defer service to play pro sports. The new language now only applies to a cadet, midshipman, or airman who first enrolls in a military academy on or after June 1st of last year. Carter is currently projected to be a first-round pick in next year's draft. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for the one and only Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, same to you. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, lots to be thankful for. I mean, all things considered, you know, it's one thing to be thankful when you're at the peak and everything is going really good, but when you're in that valley of shadow of death and you still can manage to be thankful, I think that's maybe when our gratitude and our thankfulness is more appreciated by God at that period of time as opposed to when it's all going hunky-dory, huh?
Yeah, I think that's one of the great challenges to a Christian is to read that scripture where it says to give thanks in all situations. And to recognize that doesn't just mean when you're on top. It means when you're on the bottom, too. Because
yeah,
maybe you're on the bottom on earth, but you know what? You still got the mansion. You still got everything going for you in your ultimate home in heaven. So, you know, keep your eyes on the prize if it's good.
Yeah, it reminds me that we should live with, like you said, the eye on the prize with the end in mind and knowing that all really is well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, certainly we can always find stuff that's going wrong around us because we're in a fallen culture, living in a fallen world. But, I mean, one of the great things about knowing Christ as your Savior is you know that that isn't the end of the story for us. So, yeah, I mean, how can you not look forward to that?
Well, really, you know, you think about it, it's kind of like, you know, you've got a bet, so to speak. I can reduce it to human terms for a big Super Bowl game. Your team is losing, but you already know what the score is. And so you get to enjoy the game in peace and a little bit, you know, perspective. And you're kind of like in anticipation watching how the quarters are played out and how your team wins in the very end. You know the end from the beginning and you know how it's going to play out. It's just exciting to observe and see how the players on the field make that happen.
Yeah, you know, to me, again, everything, because I'm like the hammer that sees everything as a nail, everything for me goes back to worldview. And so if I can keep my head focused on the notion that I'm here to know God, to love Him, to serve Him with all my heart, mind, strength, and soul, and if I just do that and recognize that the results are above my pay grade, all I
have
to
exactly.
do is my little piece. Stay in my lane, do what God made me to do, and if all the other folks in the kingdom of God that are here on earth today do their part, it's going to work out spectacularly. And even if it doesn't, that's up to God to figure out how to reconcile. I just have to do my part.
Yeah, exactly. Loving God, loving his people, and moving forward in faith, knowing, again, the end from the beginning, knowing what the final chapter of Revelation is all about, and who comes to rule over all, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And that's been my focus recently, again, more consistently, because of where we are politically in this world today, George.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were totally objective, you'd realize, man, we're living in a complete mess. We have created a shambles of this thing that used to be, I think, a lot stronger, a lot purer. It was never perfect, but, you know, it was better. It's worse now, but that's okay. I serve the God of all creation, who's going to make it all right, for me. And so, yeah, I'll do the best I can today. Trust that he has control of everything. That there are reasons for why these things are going like this, and it may be to give me an opportunity to talk to people about the fact that, look at what a mess we've made. We really don't know what we're doing. Maybe we need more God, you know, and if we do that way, we'll be better off. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about your pay grade and that, I mean, look at, do we have anybody here on earth that is handling, you know, the trans situation, the confusion, women and men in, you know, in competing for the same scholarship in sports, open borders, crime rate through the roof. I mean, it is endless. And you go, and on top of that, let's throw in a university in California. I think they offer in excess, I think it's now over 90 gender options. I mean, it's like, how do you talk about, how can you debate, you know, with somebody who has a worldview that accommodates over 90 gender options?
You know, I look at that and I say, kudos to you. Now, that is creativity. You know, I couldn't sit here and come up with 90 if you put a gun to my head. So I don't know how to do it, but congratulations. See, most of them are false. I mean, you got two true ones in there. Let's play that game and figure out which two are real. But, you know, apart from that, I mean, the reality is, we just have to keep moving forward. See, and this is one of the things that troubles me about our culture today is that when you look at the scriptures, it talks about capturing God's vision for humanity and for the world and committing yourselves to that. And when we look at the American political scene, what we see are all kinds of people who have, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of other big visions that they have for America, but they're not God's. And that's where we get astray. So we need our pastors, we need our fathers, we need our leaders, we need our professors, we need all the people of authority to just take a deep breath and say, oh, time out here. What is God's vision? Because that's the one that's going to put it all together and really give us a great sense of joy.
And we need all Christians, all people of faith, to know the word, to be intentional, to be responsible, because it's a symbiotic type of relationship between God and man, is it not?
Well, and that's the whole idea of discipleship, is that we build a community here so that we can have deeper community with him. And we have that relationship going back and forth. But, I mean, if I don't know what the scriptures have to say, I've got nothing to add to the conversation but my feelings. Who gives a rip?
Exactly.
They're going to be different tomorrow. So, you know, I know we can't rely on them. So, I better get conversant with God's word. And even if I don't know things, at least go to people who I think probably do. And let's have that kind of a dialogue. I don't mind somebody smarter than me, deeper than me, more mature than me, setting me right, put me on the right path before God. That's what the church is. That's what we're supposed to do
with
each other. That's why we want to be in community. So, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I am as well. I mean, after all, when you consider, you know, sometimes I think when we talk about the church, George, people are so casual about it. And I go, you got to wait a minute. Hang on for just a second and consider the fact that, you know, it wasn't anybody here on earth that established the church. It was Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself. This is his institution. How bought and sold do you think Jesus Christ is for this institution, George?
I mean, I don't see you and I going down there nailing ourselves to a cross. So, you know,
no,
saying,
no.
Put a everybody's sins on me. I'll carry them. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That would completely break us as if we're not broken already. So, yeah, you know, I mean, we got to keep in mind, we can be casual about this and take a more postmodern approach where nothing really matters, you know, just make ourselves feel good. Or we can have the egomaniacal approach of, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. It's not my idea. It's got to be my idea. My ideas are worthless. I mean, really what I need are God's ideas still in my mind and my heart.
Amen.
And coming out of my life.
Yeah.
If I do that, I can serve him.
Yeah, we were just talking about our ideas, and God hears our ideas, and the Bible says he laughs. We go to break while you're laughing and joining with God. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George writes, Americans are at a turning point and must finally decide if they want government to rule their lives or if they will rule themselves. Right, George?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those situations where right now people have been, a lot of people have been indifferent. A lot of people feel disconnected. Most of the others feel antagonistic toward people with different ideas. But the only way to fix any of that is for us to recognize, you know, what the beauty of the republic, the democratic republic that we have in the United States is that it's government of the people, by the people, for the people, which means we have to know, first of all, who we are. What's our identity? Our research is showing that Americans are as confused as they've ever been, maybe more so. And so yeah, we've got to clarify that identity. And, of course, the Bible gives us real clear instructions about who we are in Christ. So if we were to take that and recognize that the kind of leadership the Scriptures suggest or recommends or proposes to us is servant leadership, and then we look at what we have in Washington, D.C., and in our state capitals and in our city halls, for the most part, there are some great leaders in America, but for the most part, we don't have servant leaders. And in point of fact, most people understand that intuitively, because we know that huge majorities of Americans say that all of our elected officials, or at least most of them, are corrupt and incompetent. Well, if that's the case, how's it going to change if we don't take ownership of the process? And so we've got to get to this place where we recognize we own the government. They work for us. It's a shared republic, but we hold them accountable for what they're doing and play this whole game very differently. But again, I would contend that it only works when it's based on understanding God's word and who we are in Him.
Without a doubt, I mean, and I believe this is why the elites and the D.C. Beltway is so fearful of the idea of we the people, because, you know, consider the cumulative intelligence of 330 million versus, what, 500 elected officials in our government. I got to think 330 million people, a lot smarter than a limited number of elected officials. And it scares them to think that we would come together united to really do what our founding fathers, and when I say our founding fathers, let's go back to the Pilgrims. I think they're overlooked as an entity. I mean, it's because of answered prayer, their prayers, their sacrifice, that God blessed us with this American idea. And, you know, the question is, well, how are you doing with that idea now?
Yeah, and, you know, I'd even go back to something you just said about, you know, the people not being smart enough. This really isn't whether or not they're smart enough. This isn't a matter of who's smarter. This is a matter of who's more moral. Because your nation doesn't necessarily work when you got the smartest people running it. We've had governments that were filled with people from the Ivy League schools, and they ran it aground. It's not about just total intelligence. It's about, do you know what truth is? Because that's what running a nation is all about. We're in the pursuit of truth. Because it's the truth that sets us free, not the government. And so we need to understand that truth and then ingrain it in every dimension of government. And so whether you're a farmer or whether you're a PhD coming out of Harvard, it doesn't matter. What matters is, how's your heart with God? Do you understand that He is truth? He's given us truth, and our responsibility is to pursue and implement that truth. You can do that whether you're out working in the fields at 5 or you're up in the ivory tower at 9 a.m. That's the key thing, is where are you coming from? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like you, George, I hold to a biblical worldview. You and I have been joined at the hip on this issue from day one. And when I talk about the cumulative intelligence, let me clarify. I go to what the Word of God says. And it says the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. You know, that's the intellect. That is the kind of thing that we need operating, is that which is consistent with the rule and reign of God and God's will to be done. You know, but if you're not connected to God, God, you're not aware. So you can have all the degrees you want, but it doesn't match. It doesn't match up because you're not consistent. You're not compliant with the infrastructure that God has placed in motion. In fact, you're ignorant of it. And as a result of being ignorant, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to do a lot of damage to yourself and other people as a result, are you not?
Yeah, and to me, that's one of the reasons why, even though Americans are confused about so many things right now, who they are, where we're going, you know, what our history is, but one of the things that they do know and that they do hold to is the fact that we've got a great political system, and it's the system itself that is not broken. 71% believe that our democracy is fine, that our political system is fine. The problem is the people who are propelling it forward. We've got some bad actors in there who are trying to break the system and are doing everything they can to clog the system. And so the American people, in their own wisdom, understand, the system isn't the problem. We just need better people. Now, the problem comes here when it's about defining what is a better person. Is it somebody with more degrees, somebody with more government experience, or is it somebody who knows truth? And once we can clarify for the public, that's what we're looking for. Somebody who can be a servant leader in the mold that God describes in his scriptures, because they understand truth, and they're willing to be silent enough and quiet and still enough to wait for a sense of his vision, not our own vision, because our own vision is emotional. It's going to wind up being erroneous. What we need is God's everlasting vision to bring us forward. And when we have those kind of leaders, the people will get excited. The people will get engaged in ways that they are not engaged today. Because today what we have are people who are self-servants. They're not servants.
Well, and the other thing, too, that injures us, George, is the narrative that's out there, controlled by the mainstream media, that obviously is biased. They're going to be against, just like they were against Jesus when he was here. They were going to find ways to cancel. Jesus was probably one of the early ones to be canceled. This is where it requires discernment by we the people who understand, when God's word goes out, it finds its mate. And, when you have that moment of revelation and confirmation, my prayer is that would be realized in a deeper context, in a more powerful way that could offset, the cancel culture, the mainstream media, social media, and that's trying to tell us what we should believe. They're trying to tell us what we should believe, not us, as we talked about early on, being responsible, having self-rule and self-responsibility for, the knowledge that we have. And this is why I tell people all the time, you got to own your knowledge. Own it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I would add to that, this goes back to an axiom that I use all the time. I'm a measurement guy. I'm a researcher, a sociologist. So the phrase that I use is, you get what you measure. Well, when I look at our governments, what do we measure today? What do we talk about? We measure political dominance as if that's the end game. Well, when that's what you measure, that's what you get. So what are we looking at to determine dominance? Who holds the most seats? Who's amassed the most resources? Who can circumvent the system to get the most things done, regardless of what the law says? That's not how we should be playing the game. What we want to do here is measure the things that bring honor, pleasure, respect, dignity to God himself. Because when we have a government that does that, it's also going to respect the people, and it will enable us to do those very same things with God. So, to me, a lot of this, it always goes back to your worldview. And I think part of this, too, comes back to family. We talked earlier about how the number one value in American society today across all the demographic groups we look at is family. Why? Because God instituted that unit to be the measure of things, to be the center of things.
Dr. George Barna, what a great Thanksgiving message. Thank you for sharing it. The professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center, Dr. George Barna. Thank you, George. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks. And to you, Bill.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
USA News Update. Lawmakers unveiled Tuesday a wide-ranging $1.65 trillion spending bill for fiscal 2023, with an increase in military and domestic funding. At a time of inflation, the biggest complaint is the amount of pork in the bill. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul.
The PAYGO rules say you can't do this. You can't have all this new spending unless it's offset. We will also be demanding that the PAYGO rules are increased. Instead of taking 60 votes to evade the rules, we're going to ask that it be a two-thirds vote to evade the rules.
The Biden administration urged the Supreme Court Tuesday to let the Trump-era Title 42 policy end, as Republican-led states push to keep it in place. For the moment, it stays in place. Ukrainian President Zelensky will visit Washington, D.C. today in his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion began last February. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Craig Huey to join us in just a moment. Well, he is right now from electionforum.org, the one and only Craig Huey. Craig, good to have you with us. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Always good. Are you on the West Coast like I am, you know, just enjoying paying $6 a gallon of gas or what?
Well, I spent a week there. 2 days ago, I flew back to the free state of Tennessee, experienced the difference between a state of oppression and a state of freedom.
It is dark here. I mean, I've been here for almost a month, and it is very dark and depressing, which breaks my heart. I mean, you and I grew up here. I mean, we've spent how many years did we spend in California? And to see what it's been reduced to by a uniparty state and effort, you know, this is sad. It's sad on many levels, but I'm especially sad for, you know, the people here in California, many of which are, and not many, but some of which are my own children, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's heartbreaking because your listeners across the United States may not be able to quite put their minds around this. But, you know, Bill, I grew up in California. I was born in California.
Right.
California is where I started my business, and that's where I raised my family. And California, I love many aspects of it. I love the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, it has transitioned in the last 15 years, accelerated that transition in the last 5 years, into a really oppressive society where people are afraid. People are a huge portion are paranoid about masking and controlling people's lives, and you've got this sense of depression and fear on the people, and you say hi to somebody and they look at you as if you might stab them. You've
right.
got a crime wave that's going on, a homeless explosion that makes life dangerous. If you watch the news in Los Angeles area, San Diego area, San Francisco mm-hmm. area, you think that you better not go outside your house because you're going to be shot.
Right.
And indeed, there's reality to the fact of the home invasions, the break-ins of the stores, and how people are not doing so many things that they used to because of a fear of what could be out there.
Yeah.
And you don't see that in other states like Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting you should talk about the lack of greeting. This is one thing I yeah. noticed right away. I'm in Irvine, okay? Irvine, across the line of demarcation of conservatism and liberty and that sort of thing. And
right.
I go on my daily walk. I take the family dog with me. And so we're out walking and you're passing by. Just, you know, even in Florida, Craig, you say hi to people. You know, they hi back, you know, it's with a smile, that sort of thing. And here, I cannot tell you. I'll say hi to people, and they look at me like, "What are you, some kind of idiot? What are you greeting me for?" You know?
Exactly. We'll be in California, and we'll be walking along a trail. We'll be down at the beach, mm-hmm. and I always say hi to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way California used to be.
Exactly.
But people look at you today as if there's something wrong. I'm in danger. I got to just ignore this person, and they just keep on going. But the rudeness. I went into in Florida, people are polite.
Right.
In Texas, people are polite. I just got back from Prescott, Arizona.
Mm.
People are polite.
Right.
I go to a restaurant in California, and the person shoves his way in front of me, opens the door, doesn't hold the door open, just runs into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
No politeness,
yeah.
no courtesy, no respect, and there's a psychological, emotional, and social difference that the welfare state of California, that the socialism mm-hmm. that is at the local county and state level is mm-hmm. robbing people of joy, robbing
yes.
people of incentive, and robbing people of social manners that you know you find elsewhere in the nation.
Yeah, yeah, we need therapy. We need
yeah.
God. You know, really, I mean, it's a hot mess here. There's no doubt about it. Craig, there's several things I want to talk to you about, but this one that has been boiling up here, we reported on it earlier this week. This is the Brunson versus Alma S. Adams case. Now, this is a lawsuit that has been brought on not by attorneys. We're talking a couple of American citizens, which is, you know, really gets me excited because, you know, we've been talking all the time. You and I talk about we the people. What does we the
yeah.
people look like? Let me tell you, the Brunsons are demonstrating to everybody what we the people look like. They're not attorneys. But, you know, the one brother, he is a legal beagle in the sense that he's self-trained. He has gone through this process. I think a couple of things that he is, pursued has gone to the Supreme Court. This one now is going to be heard by the court, and this has to do with the 10-day audit of the 2020 elections, and he's basically suing about 400 of our elected officials who refuse
yeah.
to honor the our Constitution that says when you have members of Congress calling for a 10-day audit, that is a must. It's non-negotiable. It needs to happen. And yes. Congress decided to ignore that, and they're being called out and being held to account on this, and we're going to see what this, how the Supreme Court rules on this. Now, they, you know, there are some reports that this could potentially remove Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, because they're part of the indicted group of elected officials who did not, you know, who did not support a 10-day audit. And so, I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. But this has been one of those things that's kind of been bubbling in the background. And right. It's not necessarily about, you know, fraud in the elections. This has to do with procedure that yeah. breaks the law. And so, I mean, God bless the Brunsons for doing this, because this has not been an easy task, because this has been, you know, time consuming. It has been gut twisting, and they have held their ground and move forward, and now it's before the Supreme Court.
And Bill, here's a couple of thoughts about it, because we really don't know how this is going to play out, but we do know that there's multiple lawsuits. This one is further along than others,
mm-hmm.
where the truth is being exposed. The truth is basically unraveling the lie mm-hmm. that there was not voter problems, voter fraud, voter difficulties that should not have taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to be seeing is, again, a demonstration of truth being articulated. Now, what's the second thing is, what's the Supreme Court going to do? And here's the thing. We all know that one of the great legacies of President Trump is putting in not judicial activists, but strict constructionists.
Yes, originalists. Yes, right. Exactly.
Originalists. And so he's transformed the court. But that doesn't mean that a conservative outcome will happen. And part of the reason for that is that the court is very strict in taking a look at what has been the past court rulings, what will be less damaging or harmful or disruptive to society, and so there's a variety of different factors that go into play that the Supreme Court might either pass or not rule that we would want. But I got to tell you, it's being aired. It's something that's going to be another promotion of election integrity for the future.
Right.
Because the awareness level is really good.
Well, it's I agree in part with that, but the decision by the Supreme Court is key. If they
yeah.
just kind of, you know, kick the can up the road, as they say,
yeah.
You know, no bueno. That's not going to help us out, especially when you've got a majority of Americans very suspicious about the 2020
yeah.
elections. Got to go to break. More from Craig after this. Stay with us.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call. call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
He's the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, The Huey Report. Craig Huey continues with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. So, Craig, I guess to wrap a bow around this Brunson case, again, people should be encouraged, you know, because we talk about we the people, but, you know, they really don't understand how we the people works. And the elites are happy to take over and In fact, recently I've heard, notices coming out of the Biden administration, Nancy Pelosi, kind of poo-pooing this idea of we the people. Again, you know, taking a bite at our U.S. Constitution and negating something that is so efficacious and foundational, you know, to the freedoms and to how our country is supposed to run, right?
Oh, yeah. It's an example of what, you know, we have to understand that we're a republic. And the genius of the founders of America, the men who were praying about what type of government to create, the men who, in the Declaration of Independence, said, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. These concepts formed our republic. But we have three different branches of government, and that's to protect us from abuse of power by the president, abuse of power by the Congress, and to be able to have the Supreme Court check those, and to be able to have this full circle where they're actually put into power by the Congress and approved by the president. It's a checks and balance system. Mm-hmm. That prevents abuse of power. And so on display with the Supreme Court was this case on voter integrity, as well as so many other cases that are being heard right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example of the brilliance of America that separates, distinguishes us from all the other nations where there's so much abuse of power and it's not stoppable. Here, we have the chance of having abuse stop.
Yes.
And that's because we're a republic, and that's because there's separation of powers and checks and balances.
Exactly. And as you quoted, you know, parts of the Declaration of Independence, so key here. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Think about that. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is what a democratic republic, this was our Declaration of Independence. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
Yes.
Okay? So you question right now, with all the shenanigans that have been going on, do you really have the consent of the governed? I question that. And it also says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. I mean, we're three paragraphs into the Declaration of Independence, and you compare that to where the United States of America is right now in its leadership. They are in violation of our founding document here, Craig.
They definitely are. And an example, one of the ways that the pro-socialist Democrats that are now in power in Washington, D.C., what they're doing is creating this kind of a spirit of dependency. And part of that, for example, is the student loan.
Right.
Where you go to people, you know, some whatever it is, 30, 40 million people, saying, we're going to wipe away your debt. You know, we're going to make it so that your obligations are no longer valid. We'll just have the taxpayers pay for it. And this idea of being able to carve out different groups of people to create dependency upon government and increase power and control.
It's not only dependency, but prejudice and support of one political party over another.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's buying a vote. It's buying support. And breaking
down. Yeah, they're so bold. I mean, the hubris of it all. They're buying votes with our money. I mean, give me a. I mean, this is like the unions. Okay, your union dues are going in to the pot to support a political interest that I'm antithetical to. Wait a minute. You know, so the same rub that happens there, but on a grander scale, when we talk about, a federal application and I believe, misuse of public funds.
Just think. So let's say there's 30 million people who say, oh, my goodness, Biden's so wonderful. These Democrats are so great. They're going to forgive our student loans. We won't have this debt any longer. Let's make sure we vote for them. Well, how many of them, number one, which votes from voting Republican because it was their self-interest to vote for the Democrats and the loan forgiveness, and then how many would not have voted at all? Well, probably over 60-70% of them would not have voted. You move 5-10% of them into the poll, you help increase the voter turnout dramatically.
Mm.
And this is just one of dozens of cases where they basically carve out different segments of our society to create this government dependency.
Yeah, it divides us. It makes us the undivided United States of America. States. Yeah, that's what they've done effectively. But, people continue to do this. And the thing is, it's so incredible about it because you follow these policies, Craig, and on one hand they're giving and the other hand they're taking away. Okay,
so
it's kind of like, okay, we want everybody to drive electric vehicles, right? So the government's going to give up to $7,500 in rebates for electric vehicle. Well, the manufacturer says, Well, if they're going to get $7,500, we're going to up the charge of the electric vehicle by $6,200. So what's the net gain? You know, so forget about the $7,000. I mean, why even get involved? You know, the government, every time they get involved, they make it worse. They're not helping the situation, are they?
They are. And indeed, for every listener, if the Supreme Court does not, hopefully the Supreme Court's going to stop the student loan because it's so unconstitutional.
Yes.
And such effective abuse of power for bypassing Congress and just saying this is what's going to happen. That's not our republic. That is dictatorship. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court hopefully is going to find that is wrong and say they he can't have this loan forgiveness. But the fact is, people look at it. They think that this is a great idea. They don't understand that taxpayers are going to be paying for it through inflation.
Exactly.
We've got close to $1 trillion mm-hmm. of money vanishing and being created out of thin air. It adds to the deficit. It creates a creation of the money supply in such a way that the prices will continue to rise.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, our nation's in crisis because of this inflationary cycle. It will only compound it and make it worse, and prices will go up more.
Exactly. And the president wants us all to believe that it's because of Putin. No, it's not. I mean, Putin did not make us energy dependent. One, Joe Biden made us energy dependent. Somehow, a majority of Americans really felt that we needed to be energy independent. Energy independence wasn't good. Our southern border being sealed up wasn't good. National security, not good. We need to have national insecurity. We need to have Russia all revved up and China revved up and, you know, beating their chest to take over America's dominance. No, this is ludicrous. But this is where we are today. But if we don't have more actions like what the Brunsons are doing to demonstrate what we the people represents and take our government back, Greg, I'm afraid we could be at that tipping point where, we're heading to the final exit of Revelation, the final book of Revelations.
Yeah. Well, through all the turmoil, through everything that we're going through, and we see all these different problems with the federal government, with the state governments, with the political parties, we see all the drama going on.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
can't let this despair overwhelm us. We have to put our hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication.
Yes.
Let our requests be made known to God. Mm-hmm. Keep this whole thing in prayer. We need
Amen.
To pray for the Supreme Court case.
Exactly. About a minute and a half left, Craig. I wanted to address the war of terror against Elon Musk. I mean, he is outside of the cabal and the lever pullers that we're talking about here. And they're cranky. Yeah, they don't like Elon Musk, where at one point he was the darling, right?
You know what? He has been all over the place. You can't put your trust in a man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put your trust in Elon Musk. But right now, he's a hero. He's standing up for free speech. He's breaking the stronghold that Twitter had and allowing it to be open to free speech finally.
Mm-hmm.
And he's revealing the corruption of what happened in the collusion between the FBI, the Department of Justice, other agencies, the Biden campaign, and influencing and unconstitutionally Twitter, but also the truth is going to be coming out about Google and Facebook and the other entities where this collusion took place.
Mm-hmm.
He is a hero, but here's the thing. The SEC, the FTC, all these government agencies that are politicized, they're sending their investigators to his different companies.
Exactly.
Destroy him. And for the,
we got to leave it there.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night?